Okay. You know, I could do like John said, and I could put my mouth into the microphone, then it would deafen everybody. Okay. It's after 7, so I'd like to get started. That is if you're interested in eating. Okay. What I'd like to do, though, well, I'd like to welcome everyone to the 2015 Awards Dinner, where we get to honor our members who have done so much to help blind people in our state. What I'd like to do first, before we get going, is I'd like to have Sharon please lead us in invocation. Sharon, all yours.
Thank you, Doug. Okay. If it's quiet, I'll start. Otherwise, you won't get to eat because the food won't be blessed, and therefore, you know, if you eat unblessed food, you get not only indigestion, but you also get diarrhea. So, having said that, let's all bow our heads. Thank you, Heavenly and most merciful Father. Thank you for all of this wonderful convention. Thank you for all the people who've prepared the convention. Thank you for the people who've prepared the meal and make the food nourish our bodies. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sharon.
Short to the point.
Good. Yes.
I announce that the bar is open. From you, it's at your 11 o'clock.
Right over there. Okay, good. Thanks, Mikey. Special announcement from Mr. Mikey. You know, I asked Mikey to help me out, to give me some ideas, and he just gave me a really good suggestion I think you'll all like. The bar is open. It is in the back of the room, a little bit to my left, but in the back of the room. Oh, right, Mikey, thank you. Boy, isn't Mikey valuable? Jay, I wonder if maybe that's something Sheila's interested in. Okay. Again, I'd like to welcome you to our awards and scholarship dinner where we get to honor people who have done so much and who have great potential. Hopefully, our new scholarship winners will become active in our organization and lead us on to greater things. We are going to go ahead and have our dinner, and I'll come back later, because I'm sure, but I think I ought to introduce the head table first. Paul would say it's got four legs or whatever it is. It doesn't talk. Okay, I'm going to start to my left because I know who's to my left. Okay, to my left, on the far left is Sally Benjamin. You all know Sally. Just think, she doesn't get to call roll call. Okay, to her right is her husband, William Benjamin, who gets to be chair of the awards committee next year. To William's right is Kathy Milliken, who is serving on our awards committee. To her right is Nancy Burgess Hall, who you will hear from later. And then you get to deal with me, too bad. To my right, I believe, right to my right is Sheila Young, who is chair of leadership and all that kind of stuff, and education, thank you. But I don't know who's to your right.
My sister, Patty Cordell.
Oh, Patty Cordell is to Sheila's right. Hey, Patty, you're always here. Thank you. And to Patty's right, Leslie. Leslie Spoon, who serves on the education leadership and FCCLV. And then Dan Spoon, our first vice president. And to his right is someone you have not heard of, Mikey Wiseman. But he's not to her right. Mikey's back there doing something important like bar.
I'm here, president.
Good, thank you. So that is our...
He's everywhere.
That is our head tables. Thank you. So we'll go ahead and have this delicious dinner, and then we'll be back later with our festivities.
turn this on.
Does everybody have their tickets? Hello? Does everybody have their tickets? You think we should do a door prize? All righty. That's your red ticket. Like my red dress. Okay. Y'all don't have one. They didn't get one. Oh, Mikey was supposed to give you one? Okay, well, y'all whoop Mikey later. All right. All righty. Let's see what we got here. What we got? Door prize. Darn. Clay Council. I'm going to tell you in just a second. I got to read it in Braille first. Clay Council. It's from Clay Council. It's from Clay Council, and it's an Outback, and it's $25. Okay. Wow, it got quiet real quick. Does the word Outback kind of gets people quiet or something? Oh, I am. Don't worry, Charles. Oh, that's what you want me to do. No, thank you, Sheila.
You're not fun.
I'm going to have Doug. So it is 105. No? Wow, I like the way these are written. One thirty-four.
Holy mackerel.
All right. Nancy, let me have you. Nancy? No, Nancy won. All right. Put that down my shirt for a second.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's see what this one is. Door prize. Let me see what that is, Nancy. Huh? Okay, let's see here. All righty, let's try this one. Trying to read and hold numbers at the same time. Millis Council of the Blind. Braille. Access. All right. I know it's from Pinellas. Yes, it is. Okay. All right, we have one more. This is from Pinellas, and it's $25 in cash.
Did I win?
Did you play? It's money, $25. $766. Oh, okay. Then it's 007. Okay. 007. Who won that? All right, I'll take your number. Tell me your name.
Patty.
It's Patty, but she is Sheila's sister, but I'm not going to say Sheila's sister because Sheila's sister has a name.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we'll come back and do this again soon.
Thank you.
No, I'm going to go eat. Okay. We'll probably come back and do some more, but I want to go eat something.
Ladies and gentlemen, at the board meeting this afternoon, we took great pleasure in applauding the tireless, unending efforts of our hotel coordinator, Mikey Wiseman. Tonight, the real reason that he's been so successful is in this room helping, tending bar. She's the marketing genius of this hotel, and her name is Jenna Stewart. Thank you, Jenna. Enjoy, everybody.
Okay, I'm back. Okay, just want to lead up a little bit. The purpose of the awards committee started in the late 50s to honor members of our organization who have done a lot to help blind people in the state of Florida. And that list, okay, That list is quite a who's who of the people who have made this chapter, this organization, what it is. Bless you. This evening, we get to honor some more people who have done a tremendous amount for our organization. And I want to talk just a bit about the awards committee, how it's done. You may be interested in serving on it in the future. There are three people on the committee, and they each serve for 3 years, and they're staggered. The third year, the person is the chair, and then they rotate off, and a new person joins. And their job, and it's a pleasure, their job is to accept nominations from people around the state who really think somebody really is deserving, and then honor those people at a dinner like this one here. And it's a pleasure for us to do it. What we're going to do this evening is that we have three members on the committee, and the three of us will be each presenting an award. Now, I just want to let you know that once a person is on the awards committee, they are not eligible for an award while they're there, and neither are any family members of the person that's on the awards committee. Okay, I'm going to start with our first award. I'm going to ask Kathy Milliken, who is our newest member of the committee, to come up and present our first state award. And I'm sure you're going to recognize the person. Okay, Kathy. Okay, mic's all yours.
Thank you.
Here you go.
Thank you. Thank you, Doug. Now, you have to be patient because I have to read. I'm not one of those Braille readers. You people, Braille readers, are very lucky. This award was named for a lady by her actions and example was able to establish a climate in which the Miami Lighthouse was started. Is that better? Okay. Okay. Through her adult life, Ms. Gamble worked tirelessly to promote the betterment of blind people in her community, her state, and in the nation. In the past few months, this person has worked tirelessly on a committee to better the paratransit in Tallahassee. For many years, this person has led the FCB Convention Committee, and her first task was to make sure everyone had a fun and informative time. The person also serves on the FCB Archives Committee and spends endless hours preserving our history. It is my privilege to present the 2015 Dolly Gamble Award to Sila Miller. And Sila, if you're listening, we missed you. Sila, as most of you probably noticed, we missed her. She's not here, but Sally Benjamin will accept it on her behalf. Thank you.
think it was.
Okay.
Testing. Okay. Testing. He did. He's just testing. There you go.
I can't hold it. You can. Okay. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and read the award, and then Sally can hold it up in the air. I guess as she says something about it, or Doug, you can hold it. Okay, it's a wooden plaque, and it has kind of a gold filigree around the border. It says, Florida Council of the Blind presents the Dolly Gamble Award to Sila Miller in recognition of outstanding service to the blind of Florida and in appreciation of the youth's unselfish devotion toward a better way of life for blind persons. Awarded this 15th day of May 2015, James Crott, President.
Well, I'm not Sila Miller, and I never will be, but and Kathy said, don't cry, but I just want to say that on behalf of Sila, thank you so much, and I cannot think of anyone who deserves this more than Sila Miller does. We all love her so much. We miss her. She has served FCB for many, many years, and she's going to continue to serve FCB, and we just love her, and thank you so much.
How's that a way to start off an award ceremony?
Thank you, Doug.
Okay. Our next presenter is William Benjamin, who's come up and give a few thoughts about the Just Bill Award and our person. And I'm going to ask Nancy to read the fine letter we received nominating someone. William?
All right. When am I going to miss my cue and let you know if it's a man or a woman? This person is great. It's a person that teaches computers, advocates for the blind. He's outstanding. He's a great fellow. He stands behind people and pats them on the back, gives them a better hand. And I want to tell you the one story that I've heard about him, and I don't know why I am giving this award, because there's so many of you that would just love to offer our best to him and all he does for us. But the story that I picked up as it all went along was he was offered an opportunity to move from teaching computers into management at the State Department. And he said, no, I would rather work with my students and have my feet on the ground. And so should I tell you who it is now? After the plaque?
Yeah.
All right, let's read the plaque.
Okay.
Is this on? You can turn this on now. Okay, it's on.
Okay, I'm going to read the exact letter which came from the Tallahassee Council, although William did a fantastic job explaining that the Just Bill Award is about somebody who doesn't stand in the spotlight. This kind of person, as William said, is behind the scenes often and will get the job done, will find what needs to be done and take up the slack, and will turn down glory to get the work done. So this letter says, Dear Awards Committee, I would like to nominate Adam Gaffney for the William Farrell Just Bill Award.
There you go. Adam, if you're listening, congratulations, and we all owe a great deal to you.
Okay, you there?
Yep.
There you go.
Okay. Again, this is a wooden plaque. Florida Council of the Blind presents the Just Bill Award to Adam Gaffney in recognition of outstanding service to the blind of Florida and in appreciation of the unselfish devotion toward a better way of life for blind people. Awarded this 15th day of May 2015, James Crott, President.
Bill's going to take it? Good. Thank you, Bill.
Okay, Bill, you got it?
You getting pictures? No, you're fine. Are we finished?
Yes.
No, I can do this. You want to turn around, Bill, William, so you can get a picture of you holding it?
No, longitude.
Turn around.
Landscape.
Oh, yeah. There's landscape.
Landscape.
Perfect. Congratulations, good. Adam.
Thank you very much. Okay, this next one I saved for me. And you'll see why I saved it for me. The letter, I'm going to read the letter that came with it, but I think you'll figure out who it is by about the second sentence. Okay, I would like to nominate this person for the W.A. Oots Award. Now, W.A., it's the W.A. Oots Long-Term Service Award. W.A. was with the organization for many years. He served as an officer of FCB for 16 out of 20 years. Never asked for recognition for what he did. Great worker. We made this award after him for people who have gone over and above working for FCB. Okay, this person says he joined FCB in 1977. That's a long term. Okay. He has served at, get this list, he has served as president of ACB, president of FCB many times, president of his local chapter, chairman of resolutions for many years, and a member of many other committees. Additionally, he has been, he has been instrumental in beginning chapters of FCB. Has served on the Florida Council, the Florida Rehabilitation Council for the Blind for several terms. He is currently working with the implementation of the UEB code. He has been an advocate for many causes, including accessible voting and white cane law and a whole lot of other things. He constantly strives to ensure that persons who are blind and visually impaired receive the same treatment as people who are sighted. And I just lost my paper. Okay, here we go. We are fortunate in Florida to have such a strong advocate who works tirelessly for our organization and our community. Here's the last sentence. I would like to nominate Paul Edwards for the W.H. Easter Award. You want to read it?
You never told me, God.
You're right. And you know, I want to say this is especially a great thing for me. I've known Paul for a long time.
It's 1977.
He didn't write that letter to Paul.
By the way, that letter was written by Miss Sheila.
I can just stand here. Now, I'm a little taller than Doug is, so. It says, Florida Council of the Blind presents the W.A., is it Outs?
Oots.
Oots. The W.A. Oots Award to Paul Edwards in recognition of outstanding dedication to Florida Council of the Blind and an appreciation for leadership displayed, many productive hours of work, and unselfish contributions to FCB and blind people. Awarded this 15th day of May, 2015. James Crotch. Can't figure that one out. Crotch. President.
Good.
Thank Congratulations.
You. Thank you. Congratulations, Paul. Now, Paul's up here. Now, can you imagine Paul sitting down without saying something? Okay, you want to come around? You may hand you the mic. There you go.
Well, first, I'm extremely surprised. Second, I'm honored to get this award named after W.A. Oots. He was a wonderful friend, as well as everything else. He and a lot of the qualities that he has, I strive pretty hard to get, because W.A. Oots was a lot more patient than I am. And he gave a tremendous amount to this organization in ways that I'm not very good at, because one of the things that W.A. was best at was saying nothing. And you could tell Just by the way that he interacted with you, if he was not exactly pleased with the way that you were behaving. I don't want to spend a huge amount of time talking to you guys because I'll tear up too much anyway. But what I want all of you to know is I came to be who I am because of FCB, and if I can give something back to folks who gave me my identity as a blind person, it's the least I can do. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate that. Okay, there are the three big awards, and they're all important big awards. What I'd like to do now is to move on to recognition of some people who have given a lot within their local chapters. And that's really where FCB is the strongest, in our local chapters. Okay. The first chapter award that we're presenting is to an individual who's been a very active, vital member of the Clay Council. Now, I'm not sure if he's here. I don't think he's here. No. So, can someone from Clay come up and receive this?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to be telling you. Let's see. The first award is going to go to Clay. The second one is going to go to Guide Dog Users of Florida. The third one goes to the Greater Orlando Council. I got to look at the things and see.
What I'm up here, Doug. I'll be in this one. Figure out who's who up there.
What's going on here? Oh, I'm on the wrong side of the paper.
Doug, just start with that.
Yeah. Okay. So, this. Put this down here. There we go. Okay. Whoops.
I think I'm going to walk back there and come back up again. Something's gone off course here.
Technology is not my strong suit, apparently.
Obviously.
Okay. The Clay Council would like to recognize Michael Taylor, who's been involved with SCB for many years, and I'd like to give this to you, if you would. Let me take it out of the paper for you. If you want to hold it up and get a picture of it.
Okay, who's got the camera?
So turn it around, turn it around. There you go.
Kicklets.
And Paul, would you like to say anything about Mr. Taylor? And the mic's right in front of you.
Okay. There's an article I wrote that should be out in the WCB. Let me tell you, the guys, the unsung heroes in this organization are all the people on the get closer.
Yeah, put it in mouth.
Get closer. Hoof it. Oh, wait a minute. All right. I'm going to use this one. There you go. There we go. All right, we're targeted. Okay, now the net can hear me. And by the way, a lot of you guys keep it quiet. We have an awards luncheon on the 1st of June, and I'm going to try to keep, if my two state officers can be quiet, which I know they can, and some of the other people in this audience, we're going to try to spring it on Mike. Now, you know, all you guys that do local chapter work, day after day, month, week, year, etc., I mean, that's what builds an organization. Mike harassed me for years to get into Clay Council, into FCB. The Jacksonville guys, I got to give them some credit, too, because they also harassed me on all sides. It's just a matter of when I can go where. But as president, you know, Mike wrote me a note this last week and said, hey, Paul, you know, you really need to do this and do that and do the other and do the other and do the other for the awards luncheon in terms of how I'm going to organize it. He rides me like a horse. He's worse than Debbie Dryly and Robert's Rules of Order and Parliamentary Procedure. She rides me on that, but he rides me on everything else. Now, what does this really mean, okay? It means right now you have two state officers. I don't know. I talked to the board about this, and I talked to some of the other members of our group. And, you know, there is nobody that Mike hasn't mentored, guided, helped, and that type of thing. And what's cool is I see that right on the state level as well as on the local level. And, guys, that's what makes us tick, the help we give to each other. Sorry, I thought I was going to be short, but this is it, guys. When we help each other, We make things happen. When we teach each other, we make things happen. When we bring our younger members along, we make things happen. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you. Mike's another example of the people who do so much for our organization. Okay, next one, guide dog users. Do we have somebody here from guide dog users? Maybe Kathleen? Would you like to come on up? Okay, this plaque was given to a person who's been involved with guide dog users for quite a few years, who's done a lot for guide dog users. She's not here, so I'm going to ask Kathleen to accept this plaque and see if she'd like to say something about Donna Corson. Kathleen, there you go. You want to hold it up?
I hate giving speeches. I just like to say I really appreciate Donna. She's gone way and beyond her, you know, expectations and everything, and I'm just really honored to get this for her.
Thank you. Thank you, Kathleen. Okay, now, here it comes. I won't. Okay. Thank you, Kathleen. Now, this next award is to somebody I've known for a long time who's done an awful lot for our organization. And I'm not going to tell you who it is. What I'm going to do instead is have Sheila tell you who it is and tell you something about that person. Because I need to tell you that this lady next to me is always going to be young.
There you go. Hey, it's not a lie. All right. I'm sorry if I'm stepping on any toes. But, you know, when you sit at the head table, you have a little bit of privilege. And he asked me who I wanted to give this award. And I said, I do. Because I can. This is from the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind, which I happen to be a member of, which is your host chapter. This award goes to, and no, Mr. Crott, I'm not going to cry. I'm a liar. This award goes to one of our absolutely awesome members. It doesn't matter what you ask her to do, she will do it. Even if she has to transport everybody from the south side of Orlando to the east side of Orlando to the west side and back. It doesn't matter to her. If you say, can you do it? She'll say, sure. The only reason she can't is if she's working or if she's out of town. And I am so honored to have her as my sister.
Well, now I know why she was wondering what time I'd get here tonight. Thank you, GOCB. It's my pleasure to be a part of the organization, and it's always my pleasure to support and assist and serve.
That's what I'm here for.
That's a great sentiment, Patty. Okay, now, where is the... Now, let me just check. Okay. Yes, good. Okay. What was it that Jim Crott said before about being called up to the principal's office? Randy Randall, would you come on up here to see me? I've wanted to do this to Randy for a long time. The next award is presented by the Halifax Council of the Blind for an individual who's done an awful lot for the people who live in the Daytona Beach area. And Randy's worked with this person for many years. So I think it's fitting to give this to Randy and have him say something about the person who is the recipient. Randy? And the recipient of this is Chief Michael Chitwood, who is the Chief of Police of Daytona Beach. Right there in front of you. You almost got to put it in your mouth.
Okay. Can y'all hear me? This is the day, time period when to be a police officer is just a difficult time. We are proud and honored, and I hope that you someday, if you don't already, have someone like Michael Chitwood. Michael Chitwood believes in what we do. He takes part in what we do. If we do our White Cane activities, he has his squad there. He comes and participates. One year, he crossed in a wheelchair and was almost hit himself. They do two things. One, they give tickets, or the other is they educate. But they believe strongly in what we do in that activity. They really puts his heart into it, and he makes sure his force, whether they agree with it or not, will learn to believe in what we do. I work at the rehab center, and we have a student now who has studied criminal justice. He is a veteran from both Iraq and Afghanistan, is about to leave us in a couple of weeks, and Michael Chitwood believes so much into him, he's offering him a job, and he'll be working for the department starting in about 2 to 3 weeks. So, you know, all I can say is, I'm so grateful. We are so grateful to Michael Chitwood because he's not just a servant of the city, but he believes in what we do. And thank you, Michael Chitwood.
Thank you, Randy. Good, thank you. Okay. Oh, you want to hold it up for a picture? I guess turn your plaque.
I don't teach math. Okay.
Okay, good.
Got it. Thank
you. Okay, thank you. Okay, our next chapter award goes to an individual who is a member of the Pinellas Council. And let's see, I think I'd like the chair of that Pinellas Awards Committee to come on up and pick up this plaque, especially since her committee is the one that gave it. Debbie? She's here, isn't she? Debbie? No. Oh, here she comes.
Downing?
Yes. Here, Debbie.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you
you
so
want
much.
To say anything about Mr. Town?
Just a little bit.
There you go. Microphone is right there. Okay. Got it? You almost have to put it in your mouth.
Where is it? I don't have it.
You got it?
No.
It
Where is it?
You got it?
No.
Oh, it's here you go.
Sorry about that. And I used to be in radio. I'm ashamed. It's Debbie Downey from Pinellas. And Doug Town is our chapter award recipient. And he was not able to be with us this year. So as chair of the Pinellas Council of Blind Awards Committee, I'd like to first thank my committee members, Janice Reville and Gene Sanders. I think they made an excellent choice. But mainly, I'd like to accept this award on Doug's behalf. Thank you so much.
Got it. You probably want to hold that up so people can take a picture of it.
Oh, jeez.
You know, that's what happens when you're dealing with blind people. That's true. Good. Oh, right. Thank you.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It. Okay. Mr. Kropp, I need to have you come up to the principal's office.
Reporting in. You're in trouble.
Okay. You know, each year the president recognizes an individual who has done so much for the organization. I'd like to have Mr. Kropp go ahead and tell you about the person he selected. And there you go.
Thank you very much. Okay, maybe my wife should bring up my Braille sense so I can read the next 30 minutes of remarks.
No.
I'm sure no one would mind.
No.
You know, I've been your president for a year. And I have to tell you, this was really the hardest thing I've had to do. I thought a lot about the people that have made my administration what it is, my cabinet, my executive committee, my committee chairs, the people that we all know are always there. They always go forward. And I said, you know, I have trouble picking out which one of them I want to recognize, because they're all great. But then I thought, you know, it's sort of the humble, behind-the-scenes type of person that I wanted to recognize with this award. I wanted to recognize somebody that's done a lot for FCB, but really done it not for glory or for recognition, but because this individual believes in FCB, believes in what it stands for, and after rehabilitating to loss of sight, has given back so much to this organization in the years that this individual has been a part of it. I wanted to recognize a person that led our raffle into successful fruition over the years. I wanted to recognize a person that did a lot for a small chapter when it was struggling and helped it succeed. I wanted to recognize someone who has turned a fundraising opportunity into great recognition and great opportunity for the Florida Council of the Blind. And I wanted to recognize a person that went to the United States Senate and got us our own flag. So would you please come forward, Mike Ulrich. Done good, boy.
Thank you very much, man. Thank you very much.
You want to say something?
Yeah, where's the mic?
right here. You know me. I'm never short of words. Well, just to reiterate, everybody who's come up here tonight, we all have a common theme. And that theme is our love and appreciation for FCB. Because FCB, the cool thing about it is when you give to FCB, you get it back in spades. Man, I can't tell you how much you guys have given me in my blind life. I really shudder to think what I'd be like without this organization. And I kid you not, man. So thank you all so much. Thank you all so much.
Jim. Thank you very much. By the way, I'd like to make a special thank you to Mr. Gill over here, who's been taking pictures all evening. Thank you. And Nancy appreciates that since she can't take pictures at the moment. And Mike Dryley. Good, thank you. Wonderful. Thank you very much. Okay, that's pretty much the end of the awards part of our activity. Now I'd like to turn it over to the young one over here to my right. Sheila and her committee have done a wonderful job in terms of working on scholarships, the future leaders of our organization. So I'm going to turn this mic over to Sheila and see if she can do a better technology thing than I can. Okay, Sheila. You want me to lower it for you?
Hello. I don't think so. But thank you for offering. I'm not Sally. I'm not as short as you. I didn't mean I wasn't you. Thank God I'm not you. I couldn't do what you do, Sally. Ain't no way in the world. I was trying to be nice. All right. Thank you and good evening, and I hate following all that because, oh, my goodness, what an awesome night. We have got so much talent in this organization, and hopefully with our scholarship recipients, we've got more talent to come. So I'd like to thank the Educational Leadership Committee for everything that they do, because it is a lot of work for us to do what we do. So as chair, I'd like to thank, let me start from the top, and it's not alphabetical. It's Mikey Wiseman, thank you, Leslie Spoon, Pat Crott, Will Grignan, Tom Hansen, Linda Jacobson is our liaison. Who am I missing, guys? Gabriel. Gabriel, who isn't here. And who? No, Kathy's not on my committee. Unfortunately, Kathy's not a member. Is that everybody? Okay. Thank you, guys. It takes a lot of work for us to go through all of the scholarship, the applications, the resume, the whole nine yards. And I feel this year we've got three awesome recipients. So for our Timothy Turpin, which is presented to a graduating senior, Mikey Wiseman is going to come up and present it to our recipient.
Good evening.
Hello.
It's everybody's favorite part of the evening. When I get to stand in front of the microphone. Oh, apparently I got too close to the microphone. Miami born and raised. Very proud to present the Timothy Turpin Scholarship to a hometown girl. We hope that she will be a long-term member of the Florida Council of the Blind. She is due to graduate high school this year with a 3.4 grade point average. She is currently trying to decide between two very qualified and exciting opportunities for secondary education at Miami-Dade College or UCF. Easy now, folks. Very involved in her community as well as school clubs. We are very proud and honored to have her here to receive the prestigious Timothy Turpin's scholarship in the amount of $1,000. I'd like for you to give a warm FCB applause and welcome to the family to Miss Yesenia Hernandez.
Go in front of the podium for the it's all
can
about
I say
the picture.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Can I give you your check first?
Sure, I would. Yeah,
she'll take her check.
Yesenia's gonna say a few words.
So, I realized that everyone was making a speech and I wasn't prepared for that. No, I came up with a few things. So first off, thank you to Sheila and Mikey, and everybody else. Thank you for all your patience, you guys, and for making this happen and for this opportunity. I've learned a lot so far, and I look forward to tomorrow and Sunday and see what happens, you know. I'm going to learn more. I grew up in, schooling where there's mostly almost all sighted kids, instead of a school where it's only visually impaired and completely blind people, because I think you gain a sense of independence and you gain a sense of determination to be, you know, to strive in school. So I can thank my mom for that, you know. Hey, thanks. and it was great to be here and nice meeting you guys, you know. So thank you so much.
Congratulations.
All right. Where are we? Here? Yes. And happy birthday to you tomorrow. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Yesenia. Happy birthday to you. She'll be the big 18 tomorrow. Yeah, she'll be 18 tomorrow. To be 18 again. Phew. It's a long damn time ago. Nah. Long damn time. There you go. You know what? I am proud that I am 61, so I don't care. Okay. Thanks, Mike. All right. The next recipient of our scholarship... Unfortunately, because Gabriel, no, that's not yet. But thank you. The Teresa Blessings Scholarship is given to an outstanding college person who is attending college. She is currently enrolled at the Florida State campus in Jacksonville. And unfortunately, I am so sorry, but I did not meet Yesenia before tonight, and I haven't met this person either. She is going to reach an associate's degree in art and science, and then wishes to continue on with early childhood education to be a special needs teacher of elementary children. Not only is she visually impaired, but she is hearing impaired and has a mild learning disability. This young woman has a GPA of 3.7. And I am proud to say the recipient of the Teresa Blessing is Krista Waters. No falling allowed.
All right, photo's right here.
It's nice to meet you.
Okay, I think I can do this. It's a true honor to be a recipient of this scholarship.
Also to the mic.
I would like to ask two people to come up here, please. Amy Johnson and Jerry Little. Can you please come up here? Amy she was my Easter bunny when I was a kid. And when I started college, there were a lot of doubts, there were a lot of questions, and she told me to go ahead and do it, that despite what others thought, that it was possible. And I've been at this for 2 years. And this young lady standing to my right is Jerry, who started out as my tutor slash note taker for the last couple of semesters, and is also a surrogate mom, but she's also a friend. I wouldn't be standing up here today if it wasn't for awesome friends, professors who have become mentors throughout my last couple of years. Thank you.
Here's your check. Congratulations. And that's what FCB is all about. Congratulations, Krista. This next recipient of the Gail M. Krause Edwards Scholarship is a graduate student who is currently attending the UNF with her goal in the graduate program to receive her degree in clinical mental health counseling, to be a mental health counselor and family therapist. Her GPA is 4.0. And I would like to introduce Inshara Sughair. And I would like somebody to read the plaque, please. Inshara, please come forward.
The plaque says, Florida Council of the Blind presents the Gail M. Krause Edwards Scholarship awarded to Inshara Sughair for excellence in scholarship and leadership, awarded this 15th day of May, 2015, James Kraut.
Kraut. You can never get
I'm Kraut. Sorry, Jim. I'm sorry.
Yes, I want you to say something.
Well, I wasn't prepared to say anything, but I just want to give a very heartfelt thank you to Miss Young and Mikey Wiseman for all their help and support. Without them, I wouldn't have been here. And I just wanted to say a thank you to my mom. She couldn't be here with me today, but she is so supportive. And without her, I wouldn't be as successful and as ambitious as I am today without her support. So for all of the moms out there, thank you for all that you do. And thank you all for being here.
All right. Here's your check.
Thank you.
And your plaque.
Right here in my hand.
Yep.
I got it. It's in my hand.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, they want pictures.
No, in front of the podium.
Nope.
Like this?
Go over there.
Okay.
Go over there. Over that way. Over there. And I believe
unless I'm mistaken, I believe that we are done. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend. And Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? Hey, I am not in charge. I'm sorry. We still have one more scholarship, and that is the FCCLV scholarship presented by Leslie Spain. I'm sorry. Sorry. Fire me, please.
And you know what? You're shorter than me. Are you shorter than me?
It wasn't me.
Oh, my. All right. So I get to close the evening, I guess, with the scholarships. So here's what we're going to do. Everybody get up. And no, I'm just teasing. Oh, I'm just teasing. I'm just teasing. No, that's my other love. I just wanted to say, Florida Council of Citizens with Low Vision has just been awesome this year. I have a great committee. I have Mikey Wiseman, Elliot Benowitz, and Kathy Milligan on my team as scholarship. So we're doing a good job with Florida Council of Citizens with Low Vision. So thank you to my committee. It is a hard and tedious job. We had a lot of applications this year, so that was very exciting. So we have a wonderful young lady that won our scholarship this year. Her name is Shaquise Floyd. And she's just been a delight to work with. I've gotten to know her through email, which is amazing for me, Mr. Edwards. I love my email now. So it took me years, but I came along. So we've been emailing Shaquise and I, and it's been great. She is a high school student. She's graduating soon. This week or next week, from Edwards H. White High School in Jacksonville, Florida. And she will be going to Florida State, go Noles, I guess. Yay! I guess I can say that. I'm a Florida Gator by marriage. So don't be mad at me. It was marriage. So she'll be going there, and she'll be doing international relations. That's what she'll be studying. So I would like to present, we have, if Shaquise would come up, I have a check to present you for $1,000 and a little goodie bag. You know me, I love goodie bags.
Me too, so yay.
So it's a Starbucks gift card and a t-shirt and a couple lotions and everything else.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations, Cindy. Thank you, come this way a little bit. Come this microphone over here a little bit to the left.
I got it.
You got it. There you go. Thank you.
I want to say how it's an honor to be in a room filled with people who dedicate their time and influence others who have a visual impairment or who are completely blind. I hope after I finish my degree, I accomplish at least half of what you guys have done, you know, with people who have a disability and others in third world countries. So thank you so much.
Well, in case you haven't noticed, there's been a trend in our winners, except for my hometown representative, Yesenia. Don't feel left out. I got your back. Jacksonville area, I think on behalf of the FCCLV Scholarship Committee, the FCB Scholarship Committee, and with Jim's permission, with FCB, I'd like to say whatever you're doing something amazing. Three amazing candidates from the same geographical area it's something I've never seen on any of the committees. And I think I've been around a minute, right, Sheila?
A couple years.
So what I'm going to ask is a little unorthodox, and I guess I'm allowed to.
You are allowed because you're in charge.
Yes. If I could please have anybody in the room from Jacksonville and or Clay to please stand up. Oh, not my scholarship winners. I'm sorry. But thank you for your enthusiasm.
Hey, they're following.
Yes, yes. So to the scholarship winners, did my people from Jacksonville and Clay stand up?
They did.
Okay. So scholarship winners, I'd like for you guys to take a look around the room and... That was good. That was good. Was that Miss Waters?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to fit right in, honey. Welcome to the family. To our scholarship winners from that area, you have an amazing support team and a group. Yes. I was new in this organization as well, and Yesenia, this goes out to you also. I was new and fledgling FCB member at one time, and I looked to some of the stellar persons that we have in this room as mentors and for guidance, advice, and sometimes just an ear. And I would encourage you to take advantage of the opportunity that this organization allots you and capitalize on the wonderful people that you have surrounding you and wishing you the best and offering you the support that we have. So congratulations to all of you. That's it.
Thank you, Mikey. That was well done. I wanted to put in a plug for next year. Remember, we're in Jacksonville next year. Isn't that amazing? Okay. Remember that we can only be successful with the input and the involvement of our members and the people around us that help us out. Please help Mr. Benjamin and Kathy Milliken and whoever else William chooses to be on the committee, awards committee next year, by sending in nominations of people you know that are qualified so that we can honor them in a situation like we had tonight. And I thank you very much. Mr. Krott.
Mr. Krott's right here.
Oh, would you like that mic, Mike? Jim?
Yeah. Thank you. I promise this is it, but before we leave, this has been a wonderful awards night, fabulous awards, fabulous scholarships, and you know, our awards chairman, every year, I told you could go soon, but not that soon. Anyway, I want to give Doug Hall a round of applause for his excellent term as chairman. Thank you and have a good night. I'll see you all in the morning. Doug, well done.
Hospitality room, 20th floor.
And this concludes the stream for tonight. Be sure to join us tomorrow morning at 8:15 for the opening of General Sessions.
Which plaque is that?